Hey, Salim Omar here from CPA Marketing Genius. Earlier this week, I spoke to several hundred CPA firm owners on an online training, and we talked about goals as one of the things, and I shared that there are two reasons why most people never achieve their goals. And I promised them I would create a special training on this subject. And so here I am, I'm going to share with you the two reasons why most firm owners never achieve the goals that they're set out to do. The first mistake that people make is that they are not connected to their why, to their purpose. They start their practice and they get bogged down in the tyranny of the work of the day and, you know, serving clients and you know, getting tax returns done, getting the work done and so forth. And it leads to exhaustion and so forth. And they lose sight of the very reason why they started their practice. And there are many reasons why people practice owners start. But having spoken to so many of you, you know, some of the things that I've heard, the reason why people start up, you know, their CPA start their own practice is they want to make a difference for their clients, or they want to create a successful organization that employs smart, good people, and so they want to create that platform and that environment, and where they can, you know, where they've got team members that are, you know, it's the best place for them to work, and so forth. Or the reason you may have started is to, you know, enjoy time and time freedom to work with the clients you want, however many hours you want to work in the week and month. Or you may want to have done it for financial freedom. You want to, you know, have financial autonomy. Or you just want to simply give back to your clients and to the community that you live in. So many reasons why somebody could start a practice, but we lose sight of that. And we get bogged down in its, you know, in the frustration and live and, you know, have stressful days and a stressful life in our practice. So the first mistake people make that you want to avoid, you want to reconnect to your why. Why is it? Why do you want to be in practice? Why do you want to be in business? What's the bigger reason why that is? And I'll tell you this, when you connect to your why, it is going to be the most potent fuel, the most potent energy pill that you're going to have and always have with you. So that's one reason. Second thing is having goals, even if they're written, and having a strong why, but without the right mindset, you won't achieve the goals that you want to achieve. So having a strong why but not having the right mindset is going to kind of get in your way. So I want to share with you three strategies or three things that are mindset related. Number one is shaping your identity. And there's six attributes, and I'm going to quickly walk them through what those six attributes or characteristics are when it comes to shaping your identity. All right, number one, you know, within shaping your identity is endurance, the willingness to endure through the ups and downs. The entrepreneurial journey has ups and downs. It's got detours, and it's got potholes, and it's got all that kind of stuff, right? Somebody once shared, and it resonated with me, is enjoy the ups, manage the downs, right? And you know, enjoy the ups, appreciate, be grateful that things are going well for you, but know that there will be downs, and have that mindset of managing when things don't go the way you want them to go, right? So endurance, an important aspect of shaping your identity. Endurance, the willingness to endure through the ups and downs. Enjoy the ups, manage the downs. Second thing is execution. Success is attracted by speed. execution, fast execution, not slow execution, ideas that get start moving into implementation mode. You may have heard me share the rule of 72. The rule of 72 hours. Within 72 hours, sometimes within the hour, within a few hours, you want to get into execution mode. Small step, one small step towards the line of execution. Third E. So there are three E's and there are three C's. I'm on to my third E, right? First one was endurance. Second one was execution. Third one is expansion. Having a growth mindset. Make sure that today is better than yesterday. Make sure that tomorrow is better than today. So come from a place of expansion, growth, investing in yourself, learning, growing, listening, making yourself better, a better human being, a better entrepreneur, a better service provider, a better CPA. So come from that place of expansion. It's great. Expansion is great. It's attractive. People love, you attract people that are like-minded. So expansion is the third E. Now on the C's, I've got three C's here when it comes to shaping your identity. The one that's really important, I'll start with that one, is conviction. A strong belief that you're capable of anything that you set your mind to. Conviction, that inner belief that you are smart, you are brilliant, you are genius, you're amazing. And you've got to believe that. I'm here sharing with you that you've got those qualities. You've got to believe that and feel that for yourself, that you are a genius. You're an amazing individual. There's only one of you. And when you set your mind to and surround yourself with the right people and get the right skills and tools and all that stuff, you can create wonders, right? So conviction. Second is consistency. Small incremental improvements every day is better than one big improvement in the course of a month or a quarter, right? Small incremental improvements, make that a habit. Working on your practice every day as opposed to once a month. Yeah, so consistency. Small improvements done every day. It's the way it goes. That's the way, that's the that's wisdom in my mind, is not expecting big breakthroughs. It is one small step at a time, right? Consistency. And then the last thing when it comes to, within shaping your identity is commitment. Staying committed to the cause, whatever that may be for you. If it's creating a lifestyle practice, if it is creating $1 million firm or $500,000 firm or $5 million firm, it's not being committed one time when things are going well and then things are not going all that well, or there's setbacks and it's like, man, I don't know about this, right? You want to be committed to the cause so that you're giving it your best. You're giving it your energy, your attention and so forth. So, folks, those who are shaping your identity, the attributes within that. Next thing, and I've got two more things, mindset things that I want to share with you, right? So when you're setting goals, you've got your strong why, you need to have these three things. So first one was shaping your identity. Second one is resiliency / overcoming objections. I'm going to share with you something super important. When the going gets tough, and it will, don't beat yourself up through negative talk. Negative talk is the chatter in our head. It's the resistance in our head. It's the self-talk which hurts us. It's words that put us in that bad position, in that negative position with negative energy. The more we can spring out of that, the better it is. So when we're hit with an objection or resiliency or a problem and we're down and we're on the floor, the sooner we can get up and get up and moving, the better it is. And to get up, we need to be kind to ourselves. And the way to be kind to ourselves is to be encouraging, to nurture, to encourage, to use the right language, positive language, as opposed to using the negative language. And here's the second thing that needs to happen. When you use positive self-talk and you spring up and you get up and you brush yourself, and then the second good thing that can happen is you find the lesson. Mistakes are okay if they're not repeated. And we have all these learning stuff, the learning stuff that comes in from mistakes and the universe telling us, you screwed up here, you don't have a system for this. And these are all messages, and if we're attentive to them, they can be great learning devices, right? You know, these mistakes. So we can learn a great lot from the mistakes we make if we are attentive and self-aware with them. And so we get into this negative place where we are in when we are hit with something negative, an objection, whatever. We get up quickly through positive self-talk, and then we find the lesson so that we don't make that mistake. And we use that mistake as a springing board for greater opportunities. Mistakes are opportunities for improvements, people. A mistake is an opportunity for improvement. So we got to view that as a mindset. We got to say, all right, mistake, a loss of a client, loss of a key employee, cash flow problems, whatever you may be experiencing, no growth, little growth, negative growth, whatever you're experiencing, there is a message there. And we look at that and say, all right, what do I learn from this? And so those are the couple of things when it comes to, you know, overcoming objections and resiliency is positive self-talk and then finding the lesson so that you don't repeat the mistakes. All right, the third thing when it comes to mindset relating is don't let your ego and pride get in the way. We all have it. It's part of who we are as human beings. It comprises part of everyone's DNA is having an ego and having pride, because this is what helps us also in to keep going. But it can hurt us. It can hurt us in many ways, where we may be thinking we are too smart, or we're not willing to do something because it's below us and so forth. We get disconnected with our clients, with our team members, with our family members, when we've got ego and pride that gets, you know, coming in the way. And the opposite of that is being humble, being, you know, having humility. And the thing that's really been helpful for me when it comes to that is servant leadership, is coming from the place, a mindset of being a servant to the people around us, right? Being a servant and serving the people around us, serving our clients, coming from that mindset, serving our team members, coming from that mindset. I think really to serve others, we have to come from a place of humility and come from a place of, I don't know everything, or come from a place of, I'm equal to you, and come from a place of really being interested in the person in front of us rather than trying to be interesting, right? So we come from a place of being interested. And when we're coming from a place of being interested, we're going to ask questions, we're going to be curious, we're going to share, come from a place of empathy and sympathy and so forth. So number three mindset strategy is don't let your ego and pride get in the way. All right. Hope you found this useful, people. As you're watching this, this is stuff that's been super helpful for me. When I started my practice 25 years back, I struggled. I thought I knew what I was doing. I was creating goals, and I was like wondering, why am I not getting anywhere close to my goals? And this is, folks, what I've shared with you here is what was getting in my way. Is I lost connection of my why. I got reconnected to my why. And then I worked on my mindset. And what I've shared with you is some of the best stuff when it comes to, some of the most powerful stuff when it comes to mindset strategies, mindset techniques that you can use for yourself. All right, love to hear from you. What resonated with you the most? Take a few seconds, type that in. I always make a point of going through all the comments that will come in, and I'll personally be responding, so would love to hear from you. All right, have a great weekend, and talk to you soon. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the CPA Marketing Genius podcast. If you'd like to hear more episodes, you can find them at cpamarketinggenius.simplecast.com or on your favorite podcast directory. Don't forget to like and subscribe. If you want to learn more about Salim and CPA Marketing Genius, please visit cpamarketinggenius.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time on the CPA Marketing Genius podcast.